1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News,
app.
I'm Inez de la Quatera. Idalia has just officially become a hurricane, with warnings up for much of Florida's west coast. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
The storm already battering Cuba with flooding rains and winds up to 70 miles per hour. Families wading through knee-high water. And now Florida's so-called Big Bend, a region north of the Tampa area and south of Tallahassee, is bracing for what's being described as life-threatening storm surge.
People are searching for both the weapon and the motive in a shooting at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill that left one faculty member dead. The president of Edwards Waters University, the historically black college in Jacksonville, Florida, says a campus security officer tipped off by observant students is what likely stopped the man who shot and killed three people at a nearby Dollar General store last weekend. More officials within the Spanish Football Federation are again asking President Luis Rubiales to resign after that kiss on the lips of a player after Spain won the championship match. This is ABC News. Gas prices slipping a bit, but now ABC's Alex Stone said that's likely short-lived.
It may be a quick decline, but the Energy Department is reporting in the past week the average price of regular unleaded nationwide went down about 6 cents to $3.81 a gallon, mostly because wholesale gas prices went down. But analysts say that's about to change. Between hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico, refinery issues, and Labor Day travel demand, prices are likely going to be heading right back up. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And a tribute at the beginning of the U.S. Open tennis tournament to mark 50 years since it started paying equal prize money to women and men. Billie Jean King helped lead a protest for the change in 1972.
Struggle is a never-ending process. Freedom is never really won. You earn it and win it in every generation.
It took more than 30 years for the rest of the Grand Slam tournaments to catch up. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News.
I'm coming!
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming!
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
So you need a new roof, but you don't know where to start? You're thinking, a roof is just a roof, right? Wrong. I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libby Roofing, and I want to tell you what makes us different from all the other roofers. We are Wisconsin's oldest roofing company, having been in business since 1934. We aren't like other roofing companies who are here today, gone tomorrow. We stand behind our work. The products we use are of the highest quality. We are one of Owens Corning's elite platinum preferred contractors and have maintained that status for over 14 years. We even offer a 50-year non-prorated, fully transferable warranty. But what makes us really stand out is the quality of our workmanship. We hire only the best in their craft, and we hire around our core values. We are hardworking, we care for people, we do what's right, and we're flexible. So if you value your home and expect quality, give us a call at 920-ROOFING or go to 920roofing.com.
People you know, call 920-ROOFING.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love to put a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning. You know, we were talking about the change in the weather and everything a little bit yesterday. Here. How dark was it this morning, or is it this morning?
And
isn't it, though?
Dark and a little rainy.
Not yeah, dark rainy, and just, rainy and a little bit blustery, a little something.
Yeah. Ball is in the air, like yes. Brittany said yesterday. It's coming.
You got that feeling. I thought yesterday was the first time the wind had that little bit of a something.
Yeah. But, you know, it's Labor Day is coming up. We got a great weekend coming up. We're going to Door County. It's going to be great, like 88.
Is it?
Yeah.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we're in for some great weather. These 2 days is going to be a little bit, you know, 70s, which is great.
Perfect.
I love, I love it. I'm with you on the 70s. But, no, it's going to warm up, which is great. Some people close their cottages, and, you know, kids are going to be back in school.
I enjoy spending time at my cottage up north.
I'm not sure. I knew you had a cottage. You never invited me.
I told you. My obituary. I've already got this planned. And, you know, Dom's going to do my obituary, obviously. He's in the business
doing
obituaries.
Right.
And he promised that he would put in there, enjoyed spending time at his cabin up north, because I'll be damned if I'm the only guy from Northeast Wisconsin that has an obituary that doesn't say enjoyed spending time at his cabin up north.
Love of the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
That'd be in yours, but that'd be
true. That's got to be there.
You have to put the enjoyed being up north. Some people put N-O-R-T.
I know, kind of funny. Make it kind of, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But
enjoyed spending time at his cabin up north.
Because then when we look back at that, you know, years down the road, to go, oh yeah, mine, I can see you up there. Okay.
So people visualize, they'll be, oh, that's nice.
Those are just
even though I don't have one. I'm the only guy that doesn't have a cabin up north.
Chris, my wife's in that business.
Can you lie in an obituary?
That's what I was just gonna ask you.
It's not like a legal thing.
I don't know how I don't know. Do they fact check those things?
I don't.
What if somebody said was a congressman?
Is it wrong to lie in obituary?
No, I've written mine and I've lied in it.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
All right.
So that's two.
Thank you.
I haven't written mine yet. Although I do have my gravesite all picked out already.
That's nice.
My name's on it already.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would freak me out.
I didn't do it until my kids were old enough to see that and say, you know what? That's reality.
That would still freak me out. It's like a lot of times you see it like the husband and wife, they'll have like, you know, like the wife's name on there, even though she's still alive. I don't know. I couldn't do that. That would drive me crazy.
Yeah. I don't want to. This is a happy show. It's a high energy show. But
yes.
I want to say the reason we did that, Johnny, is we'd lost a daughter. You know,
I understand 20, that.
And when you do that, you put her name on there and then you can put the parent's name on. It's just a dash.
I understand.
So that's why we did it. I didn't do it because I'm not that big of a
planner. You know what's kind of freaky? Well, it's kind of cool, too. Like, I love going through old cemeteries. Okay. But you know what they used to have is they'd have a picture sometimes of the person on the tombstone.
Yeah,
you ever see those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah I, it, some of them had the video, which I don't think
well, that's
that ever
a big thing
on.
Now. Or, no, but I mean, no, it's, I don't know if it's cut on, but I remember when that started, it was like, holy cow, this is going to be the next big thing.
Right.
I think it's freaky.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's like, come on, let them rest. But
I know.
Anyway, so did you, if you like cemeteries, and a lot of us do, did you do that if gravestones could talk?
Have
you
I done have
that?
Not, You'd but I would
good
like
at that.
To.
You would be good at that. I'm still trying to find that job for you.
And I know. It's
I don't
not
know that
going
that
well.
Pays real well. I do have something, though. I've been
do
working
people,
on
You know
it.
What? Maybe people don't have my contact info.
That's probably what
like
it is.
Like, they're trying to get a hold of me because they want to offer me a job?
How hard could that be? I mean, we've only been on the air for, it's 2 months. I thought it was three. Felt
it
like
seems
six.
Like three. Yeah, more. Yeah.
Anyway, I got the job for you.
Okay.
And we did touch on this.
Is it the dispatcher thing?
No. Okay. No, here's what I want to find for you. I mean, you're not over the hill. You're over the hill, but you're not towards the end yet. You have a lot of to give. So I want to find a job that's 10-year career for you.
Wait a minute. Let me just back up a second. I'm over the hill.
Oh, yeah.
But not yet what? Not like...
You still have a good
By over the
energy.
Hill, you mean mentally or physically?
Both.
Yes.
But you... Okay, thank you.
But
this is going to get positive. Don't
I don't
take...
mean to swear on the air, but with Jason.
So, all right, we talked a little bit about this, but I've been spending a little bit more time than you think on this. So, the game show host.
Yes.
That is you, because I've gotten to know you a little better over the last couple months. You've got the personality. And so, you know, Bob Barker died.
Yeah, 99, though. Good run.
But was there any mystery to that? That he was going to die at 99?
No, I mean, no.
Because you spin that wheel.
Right.
And you can't, the goal is to get to 99 without going over. And he did.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, I think you can get to 100, can't you, on that wheel?
I don't think you should do that.
I thought you could.
Yeah, that's a dollar. You want that.
Oh,
yeah, you want the
dollar.
Yeah, you want, that's the ultimate. Yeah.
That's only if you're doing the bidding thing where you don't want to go over.
Oh, I thought you didn't want to hit the dollar. You wanted to get as close to the dollar.
Oh, no, on the wheel, you want... You missed. You want to hit the dollar.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, on the wheel. Yep.
Anyway,
Janice Pennington.
Don't know her.
That was one of Barker's beauties, whatever he called
it. He's a big animal guy too. He liked dogs.
He hated cats though, didn't he?
Well, he loved dogs, so I love him.
Or did he love cats? One of the two.
No, he was a big animal guy.
Why do you always tell him to get spayed and neutered? I don't even know what that means.
But I fix it. Just
to
like they don't have kids, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So anyway, back to the game show.
So does that mean he doesn't like them because he doesn't want many of them in the
no,
world?
No. You want to have the ones who are here to be well taken care of.
Okay.
So you don't want like feral cats. You know?
Oh, okay.
Anyway, back to the game show host. And this would be, so do you know, I don't know your financial situation. I don't care. But he was worth $70 million.
Wow.
Do you know that Drew Carey?
And I think they only work like 2 days a week.
Well, they take all the shows in one day. Or
one
two.
Day, two,
like
yeah,
Alex,
2 days.
Alex Trebek liked to do a run of...
Like,
a bunch, like a day. And you know, they're half hour, they're really 20-minute shows if you think about it. So, and that's why Pat Sajak always would come back. Because I told you when I lived out there, I'd go to those game shows.
Did you ever see Vanna?
And they would... I didn't go to that show, but people would come... The host would come back, and that's always their joke, is like, oh, what a great-looking audience. And it was the same audience the show before.
Oh, no kidding.
That's why they do that, to, like, engage.
I would love to do that. I'd love to see the behind the scenes of, like, a show, like a game show and everything.
Well, you could be... So I think this is what I think we
Although
should...
Although, I will say this. Warren Gerds did an article one time about watching shows being taped. Like, he was at, like, Seinfeld. He said it kind of ruins you for enjoying shows then. Once you see sausage being made type of thing, it's like, so then when you see the finished product again, you realize how...
Amateur.
Well, something, how it's kind of thrown together.
But I will say this, you know, and I don't, you should really go out there and do that because it's free, right? And you can go, like I told you, the Jeffersons and Maude and those other, those were all
Did
the
you
shows
see those?
Yes.
See, that's cool.
And they come out and they, you know, they do a curtain call after and bow, but... Like I told you, they send out some wannabe comedian, and some of those guys are really, really funny because they want to get the crowd warmed up because they don't use laugh tracks like they used to. They really have audience laughing.
Okay. Wow.
Now, I don't know that. If the audience laughs and then the producer's like, I don't think so. We're going to use a laugh track because they didn't laugh loud enough. But they do get the crowd pretty warmed up. And like I told you, you know, Tonight Show I've seen a bunch of times. But anyway, I want to get back to your show.
Yeah.
So you...
Mm-hmm. So game show host, that's where I feel, okay, I'm going to be honest with you.
I feel, Are we done already?
Oh, thank you, Jason. No, he's just giving me some. That's the wheel.
Oh, without going over.
Yeah.
I could have sworn you don't. Okay, so that's it. All right, enough.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Okay, sold out.
Jeez. What time did you get here?
I know. I've been here
for a while.
Why don't you have some more? Bang!
Go have some more of that coffee you have back there. So the game show host.
Game show host.
And I do want to say before I go to the subject matter.
So you don't think I'm over the hill for a game show host?
No. Bob Barker was 99.
Okay, I'll take that.
Drew Carey makes $12 million a year.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
The guy who does Let's Make a Deal, I saw him in Hamilton. Who's that guy?
Let's Make a Deal?
Remember Monty Hall?
Yeah.
He was replaced by the guy who starred. He was Aaron Burr in Hamilton.
No one's seen Hamilton.
Everyone's seen Hamilton.
No one's seen
Hamilton. Jason saw Hamilton.
Yeah. I've seen Hamilton. Simon,
everybody has, John. You're the guy that we talked. Hamilton is like kind of, you know, Wicked. You saw that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Wow.
I saw
the Chorus Line?
No.
What did you have to think about that?
Well, I saw the movie, The Chorus Line.
That doesn't count.
It was with, you know who it was with? I think it was with Roy Scheider, the sheriff in Jaws.
In Chorus Line?
He was like the main director, I think. Look it up. Okay. Jace, look it up.
I don't know. And the last movie I saw was Naked Gun, I think.
Oh my God.
I don't watch movies.
I went to, what I saw in New York, went to one Broadway show.
Oh,
I saw Hunchback, I think. I don't remember. I might have fallen asleep.
I think that's true. Well, it's pretty easy to do in the last row.
Hey, you know who's a cool guy? Did you remember when they did the Vince Lombardi play here in town?
Yes.
Dan Loria from Wonder Years?
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah.
What he a did, down-to-earth good guy.
Looked like he did a great job. Yeah, that was.
Did you go to that?
Yes, I did. And I went to his dedication.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, Murphy fell asleep during it. My little partner Murphy.
Well, you guys.
He dozed off.
But you know what, you guys? You work so early in the morning.
I know. Absolutely.
And like this morning, I was up at 4:30 reading some articles. I have an article I want to share with you, but I want to get.
Oh, you know what I found in my car? Cleaned up my car.
Quarter?
Nope.
That you should put in the meter?
I know.
So you went to get the ticket?
Yep. Nope.
What did you find?
Pork. I swear to God, it's still in the little plastic bag. I think it's still good. Put it in the microwave.
Just for those who don't. Listen,
it's got stuff oozing out of it. I'll be honest with you.
I totally understand that.
Yeah.
Johnny went to a cholesterol fest. Can you believe it? They branded it. Well, I will give you guys the Truth Award. Right. I mean, I think that's great because so many people package something. It's like, you go look behind the curtain. That's not really what it was.
Right.
Cholesterol fest.
Oh, it was.
Spot on.
Absolutely.
And it was pork rinds, which are terrible for you, deep fried, which is double terrible for you. So Johnny went there, and this is like a month ago, and said, hey, I brought you some back. I'm like, okay, good. And then I thought, well, you probably ate it and it's not there. Three days later, he says, hey, it's still in the car, man.
Yeah.
And now he tells me.
I found it yesterday. Cleaned up my car. I was looking for something else and I found it. It fall between the seats.
That? Oh my God.
No, it's in a plastic bag. It's all good. It's all good.
I wouldn't.
It's all. I'm telling you.
I don't even want to see it, much less eat it.
You want to give it to Milton?
No way. No.
Why?
No, you can. He's salmon and sweet potatoes. That's what he eats.
I still can't believe you don't feed him gravy train.
I got.
That's all my dogs ever ate was gravy
I will tell
train.
You, I had to sneak out of here yesterday right away, but he's set up for swimming lessons.
Oh, good.
Thursday.
Oh, good.
I know.
Hope he's not afraid.
No, they're going to.
Hope the water's warm.
They will be. They put toys closer to the water to get him. So, yeah.
Well, that's good.
It's going to work out great.
You want me to come help?
No. You're not throwing him off the dock.
Mind on the mare. Getting it started here on a Tuesday morning. Back after this.
A stranger cries, screams out loud. I had my world strapped against my back.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 73. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Highs level off around 71. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Bright sunshine expected Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 76. 82 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Welcome back on a Tuesday morning.
Oh, come on.
Light
Let's
on
get
the
some
mirror.
Energy going.
Got some sweet music coming your way. 1973. Right, Jason? 73?
I don't know, but I'm taking this one. This one's going out.
Yes,
This is never going to be played again.
That is a great idea.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for that. All right, welcome. So Johnny, we're talking about you.
Yes, which my really next career. I'm still a little offended.
It's pretty much
about being over the hill. Both you and Jason saying that.
Right.
Jason saying it hurt more.
Accept it. So, okay. John, I don't think.
I'm not physically over the hill, do you think?
Yes, I do. John, I don't mean it. John, you're not going to. Your next career is not in athletics.
It might be in construction.
Oh, boy.
What? Laying bricks or something?
You're going to be laying down with the bricks. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, work on it.
I think you have to accept reality. And right. You're a smart guy. You're not smart.
Not smart.
You're well-read in certain areas.
Certain.
Like the veterans.
Only certain.
Like the sports. And that's a segue to my...
History except for the Revolutionary War. It's the only one I don't know much about.
Which was the most important war in the history of this country.
That's an argument. I'm just saying.
Boy, I'd like to find out who else is on. Okay, whatever. I don't want to talk about history, but I'm a big revolutionary. I know
you are.
I love it.
I don't know a lot about it.
We won.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Anyway, so that's.
Actually, you know what? I got to tell you something. Actually, I was looking for some scrap paper, and I picked up a thing here, and I was kind of reading it. It's like, what is this? And it was something that was in your pile over there, okay? But it was like all the demands or whatever that the colonists were making to the, and talk about what they're doing and like they're, you know, they were doing a lot of crap. It wasn't just the taxes.
No.
There was like a lot of other stuff.
No, they were
like
tyrants.
Imprisoning people just for the heck of it and like, you know.
Lying?
Yeah, and burning down some of their places if they didn't.
That's why. Okay. Enough, and that's why they said enough is enough.
Okay. But most people think it's just a bunch of, you know, rebels. White men who decided they didn't want to pay taxes.
Well, those are some young guys, too, but that's the beauty of the Revolutionary War.
I know, but that was that teacher's line in Dazed and Confused when they were leaving for summer vacation. Remember that?
No.
In 76? Matthew McConaughey? Know what I like about high school girls? I keep getting older. They stay the same. That's Matthew McConaughey's first big thing. Remember?
Yeah, no, I don't. Okay. I don't, but I believe he would. Yeah, that sounded a little bit like him.
Yeah,
anyway.
That sounded a lot like him. Jason?
I thought it was him.
Thank you, Jason.
Oh, I looked up and I was like, whoa, that's mine.
Matt McConaughey is in the house.
Yeah.
All right. How's that, Jason?
Yeah, I like that one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, where was I? Oh, I want to find a job for you.
Yes.
And I think that's important.
Jason, are the phone lines open? I can't believe people aren't calling offering me a job.
Yeah,
I didn't give the number, 920-264-0606. And you can text. How do people text, Jason?
Well, if they have the Civic app, they can find WGBW, and you click on that, and you can listen to the show and text. It's all right there.
How do you get the Civic app?
You go to either the Apple or Google store.
Okay.
You download it.
Where is that?
Well,
it's on your phone, right?
It's on your phone.
Okay.
Yep.
And every phone has that capability.
You know what I tried?
One or the other. Yes.
Right. So you go to that, and then you can text us. Text us if you got a job for me.
We prefer text.
Or I prefer we like text.
Because
we like text.
We see it on our screen.
Yes.
And it comes up. But, John, I think before people offer you a job, I think the best job is a job that you would do if you didn't get paid. You just do it for the love of the job. Like, one could think about this job for me being like that. I enjoy elevating the community. And if we can do that through radio and bring awareness to certain things, I would do this if I didn't get paid. And it's very close to that now.
Well, then why don't we do this? Why don't you give me your pay?
You've already asked for that, John. Remember, we went through that.
Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I'd make you feel better about yourself, you know? I'm really giving back to the community by giving mine on my paycheck.
Yeah, no,
Think about that.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I'll think about some more. But I think
by the way, you know what? Jason and I are starting tomorrow. Right, Jason?
Yes, sir.
It's going to be very exciting. Our new podcast.
That's a good idea.
It's a veterans podcast. Our first you call it subject? Our first interview?
Guest? Yes.
Is a very good friend of ours, Jim Barlamont.
Yes.
And I just love his story, where his dad, who was a career military man, told him, do not go into the Army, do not go into the Marines, go into the Navy, clean sheets, good food, warm bed, the whole thing. And he goes to the Navy, and he's doing great, working in a hospital in Philadelphia, and they pull him in and said, oh, by the way, you're going to Vietnam for the next 6 months. And they send him to the jungle of Vietnam as a corpsman. Yeah. I mean, he went through stuff like you can't even believe. So he's going to be my first guy. But was this Jennifer that texted us in? Jason?
I got to read this.
It says, Packers are having a job fair today. John will be perfect as a distribution center associate. Where did that come from, Jason?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So
yeah. Okay. Well, it was from the text line.
Yeah. Jennifer. Thank you, Jennifer.
Jennifer, that is a good idea. And
you know what? Let's give Jennifer a little something. Our first texter of the day.
Yes.
Deserves.
Jennifer.
You got a gift certificate?
I do, for Gastropub, right, which is Titletown, right by the train tracks, right off Broadway. Great restaurant.
Donald Driver statue.
Donald Driver statue. That's what you park right there. So, Jennifer, thank you for, yes, the Packers are having a job fair today. I little hesitant with the distribution center associate.
Why?
That sounds... like there might be some responsibilities,
inventory, stuff like maybe
organization skills. Mm. Probably it sounds an associate though. That means you're not in charge,
right?
So, all right, that could work.
Okay, move boxes or, around.
All right,
and stuff.
Can you scroll that up a little bit? Because there's another one that just came in. Do you know how to do that?
No, I. Well,
here's the
yeah, there you go.
I think that's called a mouse.
Yep,
it is. Okay.
Or the Hall of Fame. Now that would be
there. That's the one.
That's
okay, or the Hall of Fame.
But you don't, Hall of Fame,
yeah.
You know, you've been there a bunch of times, but two floors, a lot of history. They're there to see the Hall of Fame, not listen to you. So you would have to discipline yourself to, like, maybe after 90 seconds to let them move on.
Okay.
You like the sound of your voice.
Right. One other potential problem with that, it'd be like, John, did you see Bart Starr's cleats? They were right here in the display. No. John, can we check your bag? What? Why? It's just my lunch. No, John, let's check your bag.
It's a pretty big lunch here, Johnny.
It's a big lunch.
John, you really need a duffel bag for
really?
Your lunch?
All right. Mine on the mayor!
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quatera. Idalia has just officially become a hurricane, with warnings up for much of Florida's west coast. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
The storm already battering Cuba, with flooding rains and winds up to 70 miles per hour. Families wading through knee-high water. And now, Florida's so-called Big Bend, a region north of the Tampa area and south of Tallahassee, is bracing for what's being described as life-threatening storm surge.
People are searching for both the weapon and the motive in a shooting at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill that left one faculty member dead. The president of Edwards Waters University, the historically black college in Jacksonville, Florida, says a campus security officer tipped off by observant students is what likely stopped the man who shot and killed three people at a nearby Dollar General store last weekend. More officials within the Spanish Football Federation are again asking President Luis Rubiales to resign after that kiss on the lips of a player after Spain won the championship match. This is ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the Kitty Rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down, I help with other kitty rides. I love to put a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Going back to the 1970s once again. I like your choices, Jason. You got it rocking.
I had to step up my game.
I know you had to. But hey, did you see that thing at the Meyer, by the way? What, a 60s mania thing that's coming?
No show?
You know what I meant? I missed the Johnny Cash show.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted to go to that.
I so wanted to go to that. I missed it. But I saw a thing this morning coming in, 60s rock mania. I think that'd be fun.
Glenn Miller Orchestra.
That too.
Yeah, that's good.
That
be cool.
too.
That's going to be good.
That too. That too. You know, I was never a. You know what I was not. You know what I think. You know what? If I could go back in time, I wouldn't. Well, there's nothing I could do about it. But I think the British invasion really hurt music in this country.
Yes,
I liked the old stuff. I liked the Frankie Valleys
yeah.
and those kind of guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I thought those guys were cool. I was never
tough.
A Buddy Holly guy. I mean, that was beyond before my time anyway. But I liked those kind of crooners.
Yes.
And then the British thing came in. I never got into it. You?
Oh, I don't know.
I never
about
liked
that.
The Beatles.
Oh,
I never liked the Beatles. Everybody I liked the Rolling Stones.
Stones are great.
But most of the English bands, I never got into that.
You know, it But, you know, Elvis held his own, right? Wasn't he?
No, it killed Elvis.
Oh, I don't know.
It killed Elvis. I've seen the movies.
I haven't.
Did you see? You know what? I can honestly say this. You don't go to many movies. You don't watch many movies. Do you even rent them? Do you, like, I mean, not the old DVD type things, but as far as like streaming where you pay, you know, although they're like $20 now to watch a movie at home.
My wife watches movies all the time. I don't though.
Does she buy them like that? They're like $20 to rent a movie at home.
Like The Whale?
Oh my God. I watched 10 minutes of that. It's the most disgusting thing ever. I had to turn it off.
John, I watched maybe 15 minutes.
And turn it off?
Yeah. I couldn't either.
I couldn't either.
Did we relate to that guy?
Maybe.
That why?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe that was it. Yeah, maybe I could see
she
us.
She watched like that and she said it was really good. But that I didn't like the way his daughter treated him. I don't like seeing people eat themselves to death. Although.
You had no response to my comment I emailed to you the other day. When you asked if I was going to the Packer game. And my response? I don't feel like.
Yeah, you did.
I said to him, Jason. I emailed him back.
What did you email him back?
I said to Johnny, you want to go? No, Civic Media
offered us some tickets.
Offered us some tickets, and they said you have some guests who want to go. And then I was committed to working at New Community Shelter. We had kind of a So anyway, and you had something else, and so I said, John, did you get a hold of Sage? Because he called and he's got these tickets, and John. This is on a Saturday morning when, you know, people are usually in a pretty good mood. It's Saturday, got the whole weekend. I'm going to do a little stuff around the house. I'm going to just chill. He sends me this email back. He goes, you know what? No, I don't want to go and sit next to a 200.
A sweaty. 300.
300 pound belligerent person.
I didn't say belligerent. I don't feel like going to sit next to some sweaty 300 pounder.
Because I do that.
2 hours every day as it is.
So,
Jason, do I get a bell for that? Jason?
No,
I'm your huckleberry.
I'm sorry. What was that, Jason?
I'm your huckleberry.
There you go.
Whatever. Okay.
But there's no response. Not like ha ha.
No, the responses I had aren't. Yes. No, I don't want to put that in writing because that could be liable.
So, you never know.
Anyway, so we're back to talking about we need to find a job for John Mino.
Yep.
And we're leaning towards a game show host.
Yes.
And I think, and I don't know John real well, but I think he has the DNA to do a game show host.
Yeah, me too.
It's nothing that's going to be too strenuous. We'd have to, you know, I don't know that we could do five in a day, but maybe three one day and two the next day, and then that would be the week. So you could work a day and a half.
Maybe two a day.
Well, it's five, so you got to divide it by five. So I think
do one rerun or something. Maybe.
Okay, a rerun. Okay. Anyway, so the game show host, I think it should be. Because of your background in sports, have you been to out at Lambeau the what's that restaurant where you have drinks and you play hockey?
Wait a minute, by Lambeau has drinks? What? Well,
you play hockey, football, golf,
hockey.
Top Golf.
Well,
I don't know. What is
you go there? You can play any sport you want, right? You just rent a booth.
I don't know about this.
Well, it's been there forever.
It's a bar?
Yeah. Well, it's a restaurant.
In the Titletown district?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Top Golf. And you golf there.
Yep. Well, there's more than golf, though. There's hockey, there's basketball, there's football, there's soccer, there's all sorts of
Are they
of
video
sports.
Games?
No, it's a screen. It's like, so you hit the golf ball.
Okay.
So it's really cool because you go on there and you pick the course.
Okay.
You want to play.
Okay.
Any course in the country.
Okay.
And then you take your club. You can bring your own clubs, but they have clubs there. And then you hit the ball and drive it. And then there's.
I've seen those in bars.
Right. And then there's hockey.
Is it Jason?
It's called The Turn.
The Turn.
It's called The Turn.
Okay.
It's called The Turn. So, and then you can play hockey.
Okay.
And they give you the puck and the stick. And then you try to score a goal.
I have not seen this. I've not been in this place.
Okay, this is your game show. This is the stage. It's already built. No, just wait. Let me finish. And then there's soccer. The goalie's there. There's hockey with the goalie there. There's football. And then you call the play. And then the guy either catches it or doesn't for the touchdown. So this is the way it goes. You know sports. So the contestant will come on and they're going to be, you know, you're going to get them all like Bob Barker. They're going to be all excited, you know, and, I've been looking forward to meeting you. And you have to get them all settled down and say, okay. So then they can play trivia. They pick a sport and they pick like, I'm going to do baseball because there's baseball.
Okay.
I'm going to do baseball. And then you do trivia. Now, So they get $100.
1968 World Series. This left-hander, this portly left-hander, won three games for the Detroit Tigers in the 68 World Series. Name that pitcher.
Okay, hold that thought.
Okay.
Now, you get $100.
Okay.
If you answer that correctly.
Okay.
Or you can double your money.
Okay.
If you choose to throw... To do a hit and see if you can get it over.
Oh, I like this.
So it's like a little athletics, and it's going to be called Mino Squared because you can double
this.
You can double your money. The stage is already there. We'll get a studio audience.
Okay.
We'll film on Mondays because there's nobody there on Mondays. Actually, they give you free, what's that called? Like orange juice and champagne? Morosas or something?
Mimosas?
Mimosa.
It's kind of a lady thing. Kind of like a Mother's Day thing, to be honest with you. Jim.
They used to give those free on Mondays because nobody would go there.
Mm.
So, but anyway, we'll get a studio audience there. So the set is built.
Okay.
And then, so the studio audience will be clapping. Oh, yay. And then he's going to go up there.
Who's going to be my co-host?
Well, that girl. Your Vanna Heather? White.
Heather. Okay. All
and
right.
She's going to bring the football up. The guy's going to say, like, you're going to do football trivia.
Okay.
And it's $100. But then it goes to $200, and then you ask him another question, and he can get $400 if he does another football
pass.
I like this
a lot.
So, and that
you put some thought into this.
I did. You got in my head.
Wow.
So, but here's the cost. What is it's in Green Bay? People will like that live.
Right.
Instead of live from
Green Bay.
Yeah, instead of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right. Hollywood is plastic. This is real. It's all sports. And so then the guy picks hockey.
Okay.
Do you have a hockey question for me?
$100.
Okay. So
I'm going to say A at the end of everything.
Right. And then that's because
who scored the winning goal?
Right.
The United States Olympic hockey team at Lake Placid in 1980 against the Soviet team.
Right. So, I have no idea.
Come on. Jason, who is it?
Gretzky?
Gretzky.
That's the only guy I know.
He's not even American.
Well, I don't know.
He's Canadian.
That's the only hockey player I know.
Jason?
Was it Tony
Chablis?
Nope. Mike Ruzioni.
That's what.
Well, nobody would know.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
See,
everybody would know that.
See,
Mike Ruzioni. Didn't you see Miracle?
Great movie.
Oh, my gosh. His speech.
Oh.
Kurt Russell, his speech was so good in that movie right before the game. It's unbelievable. Did you ever see the little kid, it's on the internet, recreate that? He's like 6 years old, and he comes out in a little sport coat and the whole thing. It's incredible.
It's awesome.
Incredible.
No.
Oh, my gosh. You've never seen that?
No.
Have you ever heard it?
No.
You want to hear it real quick? Jason can find
it. Nope. Okay. Not interested. I want to get this, because I'm the executive producer, so I get like that. Who's that guy that was the producer of the game shows? He was a billionaire.
Oh, yeah. I know who you mean. What? That came through. Did that come through, Jason? What did you say?
I mean, a little bit.
A little bit.
I
don't think he was very nice to all his hosts.
Really?
Yeah.
But he was a host himself. Merv Griffin.
Yeah, Merv Griffin.
He was a bit of a baby. But yeah, you can't whisper on the air. It goes through.
Yeah. Billion.
Hey,
with a B.
B.
With a B.
Yeah, with a B.
You know,
I like this idea, though.
But Pat Sajak, I was just telling you that. So, and I think that will, again, I don't know your financial thing, but that will definitely get your host built sooner than later.
I like it a lot.
So we're going to have a game show host. It's going to be called Mino Squared. And the reason it's squared is because they can double their money if they do the athletic card.
I love it.
And
we have
the Vanna White is...
Heather. Okay.
She's been getting a little ink.
Oh, my gosh. All over the place.
Right. She's just what people...
I'm having breakfast with her this morning, or brunch. Having a brunch with her. And we're going to talk about developing shows in this area.
But the good thing about that is you got the Titletown connection.
Yeah.
You've got a studio that's already built.
Yeah.
That's state of the art.
Right.
So they do the golf trivia, and to double their money, they hit a golf ball.
I like
it.
I like it a lot.
So we're going to work on that.
I like it.
Okay. That's going to, and I'm in for 50%. So.
And then you can do one like musically or Broadway shows or something that you're
John, don't paint
into.
Me. No, I,
yeah.
I no.
I'm telling not, you. Then you can bring Milton up for dog tricks.
So, all right. So we're going to switch gears here. We had some great guests on yesterday. Brittany was awesome. Mike. Mike Albro.
Yeah.
Todd Albro.
Yeah. Todd.
I listened to him this morning.
What's that from?
Todd. That's from John Mino.
SNL. Remember?
No.
Gilda Radner.
Too many commercials in that show.
Gilda Radner and Bill Murray. Don't you remember?
Why did he call him Todd?
Because that was his name in the skit.
Oh.
You don't remember those skits?
No.
No? Oh, okay. All right.
So he gave us a lot.
I made you a nice lunch of egg salad sandwich on white bread with a glass of Tang.
Todd gave us a lot of insight politically, right? He's the guru. He's worked for both sides. But he's telling us all this insight into debt, foreign affairs. There's a poll that came out, and it's in the paper today. I had to bring this in. But the poll, Biden is too old, Trump is corrupt.
I see that headline. Yeah, here's your choice.
Right. So all the stuff that we're talking about and those issues that Todd really is knowledgeable about, at the end of the day, the bottom line is a poll came out, and it just two things. Biden's too old, Trump's corrupt. I think that's funny because I think I think that's true.
I'm going to be honest.
I think a lot of people
you.
Feel that way. And all those issues that Todd was talking about yesterday are extremely important for this country. And we got to get focused on those. And right now,
so do you think it's going to be, I know we don't talk much politics, no. But this is so national that it's, you know, do you think it's going to be Trump against Biden?
Yeah, I do not. But look, I'm only one guy, but I don't.
And why do you say, which way? Who won't? Do you think Biden won't be there or do you think Trump won't be there?
One is it's a long ways away. And Johnny, you have no idea. What
can happen between now and
then?
Oh,
my God. Stuff happens in a week.
Okay.
So, no. I just...
But you don't think it's going to be those two? I do.
Okay.
I really and truly do. I think it's going to be those two again. And I think it's just going to be a knockout, knockdown, drag-out, crazy thing. I honestly believe that. Don't you? Nope. I mean, I've never
300 million or over that. Right?
But, okay, in all the years you've been involved with politics,
yeah.
Have you ever seen anyone with a more fervent base than Trump has ever?
You know, I want to be careful how I answer that. I'm not so sure that base is real and as committed as the media is making it out to be.
But
I think
even
there's
at
a
the,
whole
even
lot of people.
The,
I look, I get that.
Even
one.
At the debate where people would boo if somebody
said, that's just all Fox. That's just all theater. They're just doing that for ratings and all shows. Right. They had their little groups of people. Nikki Haley's people sit over here. DeSantis people, you sit over here. They had their little cheering sections. I mean, that's really not the way this country was designed to have cheering. That's what football is about. Not politics. I've seen some polls that say people are very open to looking at other candidates, and I think that's a good sign. And it takes a long time to move people politically, but if they put their effort into it, and I'm not saying it's not going to be those two, but I think people have a pretty open mind going.
But Democrat-wise, there's nobody else that's even mentioned. Yeah, is there? Other than you?
I don't say
that. I'm just saying.
No.
You can throw your hat into the ring?
I believe that will not be mentioned under that party.
But are you sure?
I'm sure about that, John.
And now the independent from the great state of Wisconsin.
You wait for that independent thing to
that
to
could
rise.
Happen.
That
I know.
Could happen.
I know. I can just see it at the big convention.
You know, that
the great state of Wisconsin, the cheese state, the home of the Green Bay Packers.
They're betting people right now.
Nominates Jim Schmidt on the independent ticket.
No, Pat McCrory's working that.
Oh. All right, we got to set a quick break.
You don't know him. He's the governor of...
Back reference. Who is he?
Oh,
I don't know him.
He's a mayor.
I thought
he's a mayor.
I thought he was a singer, Pat McCrory.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 73. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Highs level off around 71. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Bright sunshine expected Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 76. 82 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Are back, and we are just wrapping up this first
hour. You know what
I'm
not good at? I'm not good at talking and texting at the same time.
Yes.
It's kind of like one of those things where you try to pat your head and rub your stomach.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yes.
I can't.
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay.
Okay, back to, so we're going to wrap this hour up with getting you a job. And I think that's important. We've dedicated a full hour to you and only you.
Yes.
You've enjoyed this, I think.
Getting me a job. I like your idea.
I like your idea a lot. I'm the producer, though. I'm in for, like, Merv Griffin take.
Oh, yeah, you got to get a little taste. As the mafia says, a little taste. Yeah.
No.
I'm not going to dip my beak into it for much. Just a little taste. You know what I mean?
I want Merv Griffin taste. So we're like 80%.
Wow.
So, okay.
Wow.
I'll back down.
Did your dad get paid to be in the Lawrence Welk show?
He did.
How much?
I don't know, because when they were doing that at Sullivan, he never talked about that. He never really talked about what he was doing. I don't know what they got paid, but I just don't think it was a lot.
All right.
Because I think it would have been a lot. He may have, like, taken us to Disney World or something.
But he didn't.
No.
Nope.
We went to Maribel Caves County Park when he came.
Oh. Okay.
We did that a lot.
Okay.
Like, a lot.
All right.
That would be a...
Do they let you go into the caves themselves?
Awesome.
I've never done that. I'd like to be a splunker.
I don't think you would like that. Why is that? Because you're claustrophobic.
I am.
You would not like that.
Okay.
But I will tell you, if you go out there and it's 90 degrees and you go into those caves, it's like 55, 60.
Really,
Really. And
well, my dad worked underground. It was 62, I believe, all the time, constantly.
Yeah.
That's why he loved working underground.
Right. Oh, yeah. 65. Maybe it's, Anyway, you go into those Maribel Caves County Park, which is, of course, right off 43 and 147, is a great, it's just really cool to see those caves, and you crawl in there and
Are there bats? I'm not a big fan of bats.
No, I don't think most people are. I don't remember bats, but sometimes when you're a little kid, you're naive to that. And now that you get older and you learn more, like, I think there might be a snake in one of those caves.
What kind of snake?
I don't know. I wouldn't go in there anymore now at my age. Because there might be a snake in there.
Nah, there would be a snake in there.
A little garter snake?
You're worried about a little gardener snake?
I am.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ooh, you got one of those kind of phobias?
Yeah,
I mean, from one of those? Really?
Yeah. I didn't like when we went to camp, and I didn't like, no. I got to come over that. I get over that someday. But
this sounds terrible.
We're talking about you, though.
I literally don't think I've ever seen a snake that I didn't kill. And I know that's terrible. And people are out there like, don't kill snakes. They eat a lot of mice or whatever. But all my life, if I saw a snake, I killed it. Did you?
I didn't.
No?
I would run.
If you had like your BB gun or your pellet gun?
Yeah, then I would. They'd have to be a pretty good shot though, right? To take out a snake?
Well,
you only got 1.5 inch or 1 inch?
Well, yeah. You got to kind of taunt them first. We used to hunt snakes in Arizona.
Taunt them.
We'd go out with, then they stay still with a stick. Taunt them with a stick, and then they like flare up a little bit, and then you can shoot them.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we used to do it in Arizona.
Because you want them to stay still because that's where you get your best shot.
We used to hunt.
See your gun, though, and say,
no,
look.
No, they didn't know what it was. We used to hunt rattlesnakes in Arizona.
Wow.
Yes, but we'd have our 22 pistols, okay, with a little thing called snake shot. So it was basically, instead of a piece of lead, it was about 10 tiny pellets.
Oh, that's better.
So it's got a little bit of more of a spread.
Right.
So then you don't have to have just that one little one going okay. in it. Yes.
Okay, that I probably would have done had I...
You'd have one guy overturn the log and the other one ready to shoot.
But that's not a pistol, though, is it?
Yeah, it was a pistol.
A pistol shoots a spread like that?
It was the special type of shell. It was a .22 Beretta that I used, yeah. And it would have the little... It would have the, you know, like I said, it would have little BBs instead of one piece of lead, huh. instead of a slug. So it'd have a little bit more of a spread, probably about a 6-inch spread.
But most, okay.
But most, yeah.
Have just the one
it's
shot.
Only, it's that's why actually, it's only called snake shot.
Oh.
Just for shooting snakes.
That makes
See,
a
you're
whole
learning
lot
of, something
I am,
here.
I am.
Yes, you're learning
never,
something.
I will never use that knowledge, but thank you for sharing
you
that
never
with me.
Know.
No, John.
Well, how about when you moved out to Tennessee and you got like a rattlesnake in your front yard?
That ain't gonna.
It could happen.
I'm not living in that. They're not going
to
allow them.
All you have to do is have a bush out in front of your house. You could have a rattlesnake in it.
Gated community. Nope, ain't going to happen.
Do you know that before the Masters, they have a special group of people that go around to remove snakes?
Really?
Yeah. To remove rattlesnakes. No kidding.
I believe that because that would not do well.
And
for
they find up like by the clubhouse in the bushes and things like that.
Did you see, speaking of unwanted creatures, did you see that alligator, the size of an SUV?
No, where?
Florida.
Did you see the size of those snakes in Florida? Those ones now that are taking over the Everglades?
Anyway, I just want to say this was a record alligator. It was just yesterday, the day before. They had like 9 people, maybe it wasn't 9, maybe it was 6, but under like kneeling behind it. It was Johnny, it was bigger than this.
Is he dead?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah,
wow.
I don't know.
Would that be the worst way to go possible? You're swimming across a pond.
Oh my God. And you know,
and all of a sudden you see those eyes coming at you or whatever, yeah. And he's got you. Because that's it, it's over. Nobody they never say, well, he fought his way out of the clutches of the alligator. You know what I mean? That never
Don't
happens.
Don't read about that.
Never happens.
The bear, the yeah, no, that.
Bear, it happens. So sometimes bear, you know, people have gotten away from.
And they punched it in the eye. Right.
That's what they always say. Yeah. But who's ever survived getting pulled down by an alligator? No one. Ever.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Never.
Except that little dog. I told you about that.
What little dog?
There was a guy walking his dog in Florida past a pond.
Okay.
An alligator came up and grabbed his dog and went back in the water.
Oof.
And they
goodbye.
No.
What?
The guy waded into the water, grabbed that alligator, opened his mouth, and took his dog.
Come on.
I swear, I called, I read the article. I called the reporter. The reporter gave her my name. She called me, and I just said, look, I want to make a donation to your.
When was this?
I don't know, 3 years ago.
Okay, we got to get her on the show. We got to get her on the phone. Oh,
she's a huge Dallas
listener
fan.
Listener of ours?
No, no. Oh. She's a big Dallas fan. But no, that guy went in there with his cigar in his mouth and just opened up that alligator.
Unbelievable!
Yeah, it was a great. That's why I called. I'm like, I got to give her.
Oh
some.
My and goodness!
She made me send the money to. She asked me. She made anything. She made to some conservation thing to protect
okay.
wildlife or whatever.
Wow!
But she was a great lady. I had a great conversation with her. Anyway, yes, we a lot of good stuff. Hey, we've got a guest coming.
Yeah, Harry Boyce is coming on. I remember covering Harry when he was in high school, a great high school basketball player in the area, and runs an AAU program now and helps so many different kids in so many different ways. It's really exceptional. Yeah. And we're going to have him come on. You know, we always talk, and you're big on this. I will say that. You're big on recognizing young talent in the area.
It's
you know,
your,
that the, like the future of Green Bay.
It is.
These are the kind of people.
Some people get hung up on the past, and the past is important, but the future is more important.
Absolutely.
The talent is right here.
The talent pool. And you're a big believer in keeping them in the area.
Oh, yeah.
Because you need it. Need it. I don't like Milwaukee anyway. Do you?
I love Milwaukee.
I don't like Milwaukee.
I love it.
Really?
But Green Bay's awesome. And
All right.
That's why we're the number one city.
There you go. All right. You said it. For a quick break, our guests will join us as soon as we come back. Mino and the Manor. Back after this. I
passed along. Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libkey Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libkey Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, Go to 920roofing.com or call 920roofing today.
People you know, call 920roofing.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.